Hard name. I don't think she can spell very. We lived in a village, in a farm, I would say.
All right, well, we don't have to, it doesn't have to be specific,
okay,
but you lived
fine.
In a village. Can you tell me a little bit about the home?
Yes, we had 5 rooms.
All right.
Connected to a water mill.
Windmill, water mill, flour mill, all of that went together.
To water mill.
Another water, the windmill.
All right.
And then we had one of our own mills, which made into, that was a windmill. And that was our own. You know what a mill is?
Yeah.
It grinds wheat to
makes flour.
Flour.
All right. What type of house was it?
That I think it was fine.
That's all right. It doesn't have to be exact. Tell me about your family. That is your immediate family that lived in the house with you. How many brothers did you have?
I had 2 brothers.
Older, younger?
Older. One brother was the oldest.
All right. Living or dead?
Now,
the oldest brother still living?
One died in not in Europe, right here.
All right. How many sisters?
4 of us.
Pardon me?
Four of us.
So you,
including me.
So you had
2 of them are living now.
So you had 3 sisters.
That's
they were
right.
Older or younger?
Older.
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 All right.
So you were the baby.
I'm the baby.
You're the baby
family.
Of the family. Yes. How long did you live there?
In Europe.
Mm-hmm. And in this house. Well, in Europe.
My father was married there, about 30 years, I would say.
No, no. How long did you live there?
In our home? I don't know. I was a little girl. I wasn't quite old enough to go to school.
So would you say maybe you lived there 3 or 4 years?
I would say maybe more. Approximately, I'll take it.
What kind of work did your father do?
He was a milliner.
A miller?
A miller. Owner of a miller.
Owner of a mill.
Flour mill or whatever.
Flour mill or both were.
All right.
One mill, we rented it.
One?
The water mill.
One was rented.
The other was his.
Yes.
One was the water mill.
That's right.
And the water mill, I guess, gave you your...
Power.
Power for the house.
Water gave the power, yes.
All right. Power. All right. What were the languages spoken in your home?
Lithuania and Russia and Polish.
So you spoke Polish,
Lithuania,
Russia, Russian, Lithuanian.
Well, isn't Lithuania and Russian the same thing?
No.
No.
Lithuanian.
Well,
and
that
what
must
about
have
Yiddish?
Applied to me too then.
Well, we were the only Jews there.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, so you didn't speak Yiddish?
In the house.
Yiddish. No, that's important. Yiddish in the house. So what kind of schooling did you have?
None in Europe.
None.
Now my husband will learn my history.
What was your synagogue like?
We had to
in
go
Europe.
3 miles to get into a synagogue.
Was it a one-story building, two-story building?
One story, I believe. We were, the house, not too good, because they used to steal the children and turn them Catholic.
Oh, my goodness.
So mother and father watched us very closely from them. But luckily, we had another house in 7 miles from our village that we owned.
Yes.
And the children used to go to school down there, live in the city. And my father would have a sled during the winter, race his own horses, mother and father, and have a carriage during the summer. To bring us the food.
Well, who watched you there?
I wasn't there. I was too young.
All right.
Just my older family.
All right. Did you belong to or attend any political organization? That is
your father.
Did your father belong to anything?
No.
Just to show.
What was the relationship of the government of your country to the Jews?
Anti-Semitic.
I couldn't tell you that, but I know the men that rented the water mill was. I couldn't tell you because I had a hardship when we came over here.
No. You're still in Europe. What did you think of America?
Too young.
All right.
I didn't know America.
Now, why did you leave the country in which you were born?
Because we had a big fire.
Fire. All right.
In December, there was a lot of snow, which I can tell you.
All right.
And we couldn't get out. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. An enemy German citizen fire, because he wanted to end that water mill and that
set
us on fire on a Friday night, 2 o'clock in the morning.
He wanted the mill.
To rent the mill. And this landlord thought too much of my father and he wouldn't do it. So he got angry and set us on fire without our knowledge, but we suspected him.
All right. Tell me why you came to the United States.
That's the reason. Then, my oldest brother was here in America.
Oldest brother was here?
Yes. He dad bought him out from the service with a lot of money. And he came here, and when the oldest son came here, my parents were just in the dumps. They couldn't get over it.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little later, one of my sisters, she was 16 years old, she learned millinery in Europe, in Vilna. That was where they
Does this have anything to do with why you came to the United States?
Yes.
Okay.
So when this sister got through her trade, she wanted to come to America.
Okay, millinery in Vilna.
Learned.
Okay.
Then when the two children came, and
Your sister left.
Yeah, for
this
America.
After
she learned her trade,
she came
to America
and
joined my brother. See? And then, after we had the fire, mother thought, if these two children are in America, why should we stay? We didn't, everything was burned down.
We didn't keep them there.
Everything was burned down. All we had is our night clothes on us. Shall I tell you how we got everything then?
No, not right now. Tell me why you came to the United States.
So, the children were there, and my mother had to raise horses and cows, and there were lots of money from the landlord to keep chickens and ducks, name it we had. So, but our money, we had this, the two houses in the city. Dad sold them, and the bank was too late to put in a bank in Europe, so he brought them home in the village, and that burned up.
All the money.
All the money, everything. So we were just penniless.
Oh, Lord, money was burned.
So how did you get to this country without money?
Wait a minute. See, you never listened when I tell the kids.
Okay, so.
So we had all these animals. So my mother sold them. And we came home we came to America very rich. By first class.
Just a minute. Then she made a lot of money by selling the animals.
The animals, that's the only thing we had. But while being in Europe and we didn't have anywhere to go, this is interesting. That really would be more.
Well, why don't we? Okay.
I'll keep you here till 8 o'clock.
You better not. I got to get home and eat dinner.
You wouldn't think that young lady just sounds.
Go ahead.
Now, what do you want me to do?
No, I want you to go on with
after
your mother sold the animals and made enough money for you to come to America as first class passengers.
Yes. Now, when we leave the Europe path now?
Is there anything else?
Yeah, the way we Billy went after the fire and how it happened.
Well, didn't we cover the fire?
No, you didn't cover the fire quite everything.
That guy burned it down.
So we burned them and we had no place for to go. And the snow was deep and it was terrible. So there was one of the peasants that used to work for this landlord that we had. They had one room.
One of the peasants lodged you.
They had one room and no floor, just ground, and one bed, as many children as they had. And under the bed, they made a fence all the way around. They had chickens and name it right under. They said they were allowed one cow and I don't know how many chickens.
These peasants weren't Jewish.
No, Catholics. And the cross was right on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And they took us in, one of them. And we stayed there. Well, it was Saturday, and the people that knew us from the city were very religious.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got to know that we got burned out, the rabbi and everybody else came to this house and brought us what we needed, clothes. Of course, the peasant gave us clothes, their clothes to put on.
All right.
And in the meantime, our landlord got to know about it, and he gave us quarters, where to live, and what to eat.
Now, this was until then you decided to come to the United States?
Not yet.
Oh.
And we stayed there, and there was nothing else. The landlord wanted to build up the house again, but being that our two children were in America, mother didn't want to remain in Europe.
All right, well, we got into that then.
Yes.
So this is when... So from the time of the fire...
From the time of the fire, we got... whatever we had, we got our clothes and everything, and we started to write to the children, we're coming.
Okay. So how long from the fire until you actually sailed would you say it was?
I couldn't tell you. That okay. I can't tell you.
6 months, a year, or what?
Were you part of a group traveling together?
Yes, we were about 20 or more.
And you said you traveled first class.
First class.
Then the group of 20.
There were relatives and who we came with, you know. And our own family were only five.
Relatives, immediate family.
And chaperones for some children that the parents sent them with us.
Chaperones. Okay. How did you travel? That is, how did you get from your home in Vilna to the port?
Well, my father was a well-known person, and he had a passport from the Kovno.
Wait a minute. Father had... All right.
A passport
from
for...
K-O...
Yeah, Kovno.
Kovno.
To Germany at any time. You could go in.
An open passport.
A passport, you know, like...
Open passport. Okay.
And we drove in.
On what?
I can't tell you. Probably we hired someone to drive us in or whatever. Because we sold our horses, we sold everything.
Right. Then how did you get from the port to the ship? So you sailed from Bremen then too, if you went to Germany?
I guess so.
All right.
Let's say yes. I'm not definite.
All right. Then... how did you get from the ship to your final destination?
Through Baltimore. Yeah. Sister-in-law.
What objects or papers did you bring with you to the United States?
Oh, no papers, but we brought money, we brought pillows, we moved. A samovar. Candlesticks. I wish I could get a samovar now.
Do you still have them?
It's broken, but one of my sisters has it. Okay. I can take it, but I don't know where to repair it.
Is your name the same as it was in Europe?
Yes, as far as I know.
What first impressed you when you came to the United States?
Bananas and ice cream. She still remembers.
Oh, yeah. That's the first thing my uncle gave me to taste, the first time I ate taste banana.
Bananas.
They call it, they had it to you up. You know, my father had everything. And they called the ice cream in Europe Sachana, wasn't it? I don't know what language it is now.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to even try.
No. So I said, I want Sachana.
What first impressed you when you arrived in Pittsburgh?
The niggas.
They impressed you?
I didn't see them before.
Had never seen
colored people.
Dark.
Skinned people, yeah.
Black, I would say. Like Jose,
you were how old?
Six.
Five.
Or six. Oh, must have been about seven, maybe.
All right.
Do you remember your first day in Pittsburgh? What was it like?
It was on a fasting day, Tisha B'Av.
Oh, my. T-I-S.
And after they ate, and then in the evening around 8, and mother discovered that they have the same dishes.
Was there anything about life in the United States that disappointed you during the first 5 years?
Yes, I started school.
Mm-hmm.
And a colored girl pushed me down Valley Avenue Hill. And I rolled all the way down, and I got a cold. I was whipped, and I got a call.
Well, that's not important. The colored girl pushed you down Wiley Avenue. Anything else?
Kicked me down.
Well,
yeah.
Relationship.
A big, big, big fat girl. I remember. I'll never forget.
So you were sick after that.
Yeah. I got the measles right after.
Well, I don't think that anything.
And pneumonia settings.
Oh. All right. Was there any point during the first 5 years when you felt unjustly treated because you were an immigrant?
No.
After having lived in the United States for 5 years, did you feel that you had accomplished or would eventually accomplish your goal in coming here? Well, what about your father?
My father liked it here.
Well, did he make?
What was your first home? Where was your first home in this area?
Wiley Avenue, near Coffa, the corner there.
1817 Wiley, I remember that building.
I don't remember that thing.
What was it like?
It was miserable. We were on the third floor.
All right.
And it,
what was the neighborhood like?
Mostly Jewish and some colored.
Yeah.
Irish too. Mixture, but mostly Jewish.
I couldn't remember that much. And the third floor, the fourth floor was miserable. We had a real commoning around Jewish people.
You had a mixture of the good and the bad.
And they would start jumping from the fourth floor to the first floor. It was terrible. Mm-hmm. And that's where I took sick. We wanted to move.
All right. With whom did you live?
Who was with you on that Wiley Avenue? You and who else?
All of us.
All of you?
Yeah.
You only had 5 rooms on the second, third floor, didn't you?
I don't know.
What kind of work did you do when you first came to this country?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I learned millinery.
At six?
No,
oh, no. That's how I
went to school. You went to school?
Went to school in Durham.
How did you get training for work?
You mean later
and later, then we'll have to go
later.
Yeah.
Later. No, in Gosses and Pernos is an apprentice.
Later learned millinery. What kind of work did you do when you first came to Pittsburgh?
Went to school.
How much did you earn when you started to work?
Well, I never worked for anybody else.
Right.
And that was free. I mean, we had to pay them, or it was free when I learned. I can't remember.
Yeah, so would you start when they needed to, and you
I didn't work. Then we did some work, the three of us, our three sisters, we were together.
Did you work on Saturdays and Jewish holidays?
We did work on Jewish holidays, but on Saturdays we worked, but we'd hide from our parents to do it because they worked early. We didn't want to hurt their feelings. We had to do it. And
how
I want to tell you how we lost our money, too.
Well, no. How long did you remain at this work?
All my life.
Oh.
No.
Why did you work for Goldstein and Perlman?
Oh, I got out at the end. We worked for
That's
ourselves.
What you want to know.
Well, how long did you remain? Then you
I just
still?
Didn't like knowing. I just.
What became your life's work?
Nothing keeping
my
house.
Sisters all got married and pretend to their business establishment.
Married, kept house, raised. If you could live this part of your life over, what kind of work would you go into?
Selling.
So, you mean business?
Would you go into business?
Somebody else.
You mean you would, if you could
As
live
a sales lady.
Oh.
You mean the part of your life that before you got married, you'd want to be...
I was a sales lady.
If you could live your life over, what would you like to do?
What schooling did you have in Pittsburgh?
I think the 8th grade.
Moorhead, huh?
Moorhead School.
On Granville Street.
Where?
Moorhead School on Granville Street.
GRANVILLE, Granville Street.
All right. Where did you learn to speak English?
We had an English room in that school.
In school. And to write English?
Also. See, I had to quit. My mother died.
We'll get into this then on the additional. All right. How did your Gentile classmates treat you?
Nice.
Did you see any of them socially?
No.
Did you go to cheder?
No. My father taught me whatever I know.
Did you like music?
No.
Did you play a musical instrument this
month? No.
Did you go to concerts or opera?
No.
Did you go to the Yiddish theater?
Yes, that I like.
Where?
They had the on Center Avenue. Actors, Nicholas Rittekan from New York. Mm-hmm. I'd go to see them.
Did you attend lectures?
No. They're uncultured.
No, you're not.
I like it, but you don't have to.
Did you go to the public libraries?
Yes.
Oh,
I had to.
You like to read?
Could you? Read.
Where?
At Cunningham Library. That's the only one we had. At
on Wiley?
Yes.
Yeah, near Granville
Street. What Pittsburgh newspapers did you read?
Every newspaper I could get a hold of.
Same as I enumerated.
Okay, I'll refer back to yours then. When you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as a religious person?
Yes.
In what way?
In learning Hebrew or Jewish.
And Jewish customs.
Customs.
All right. Did you change any of your religious practices during your first 5 years in Pittsburgh?
No. Never did even to this day. I still keep a kosher house.
Did you attend a synagogue in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Where?
The Sharateo. We go
in
together.
Where the Beis Yankov on the hill?
Oh, the Beis Yankov.
Show that for me, please. Did you experience any change in health due to climate, food, etc. when you came to Pittsburgh? If yes, how did it affect you?
No.
Okay. No difference.
Where did you go for medical care in Pittsburgh?
We had our own doctors.
You dealt with a private doctor?
Yes.
Well, we did too. We had Dr. Bernstein and Dr. Goodstone.
Just a minute. Dealt with private doctors. Then you didn't use the clinic facility?
Once in a while.
What were the first organizations that you belonged to? The synagogue, Talmud Torah?
Young Folk Civic League used to belong.
I belonged to the club, the Young Folk Civic League.
Where was this out of?
The Iron Silver. The Zionist.
You went to the Zionist too?
Sure. Zionist, they had a Zionist building.
Zionist Hall, yeah.
Yeah, we had dancers down there.
That's where it later became the
Theater. Well, no, if you belonged to, did you just go to dances at the Zionist Hall, or did you, were you
to
a...
To dances, I
but
think.
But you didn't participate in their activities.
But you were not an active Zionist.
No.
Well, we won't put that in then.
But the IKC was my second home.
IK Center is... Settlement in those days.
I think it was
Settler.
Settlement. Settlement, yes.
Did you belong to some organizations that were set up to give charity?
Nothing. But I kept up my mother's charity at the children's home.
And the baby home for Jewish home for babies?
Yeah.
Mother's charity, Jewish.
And whatever she belonged to at that time. It wasn't like that at that time. That's all I can remember. The collector used to come and give
you
money.
Did any of these organizations give you pushki boxes to save the money in?
Yes.
Which ones?
The same ones that I mentioned before, huh?
Where did you go to have a good time?
I think Copper Settlement, the Kingsley House,
and Zionist Council Hall.
And the Zionist Council Hall.
Did you participate in any sports at this time?
No.
Did you know the YMCA? If yes, did it help you?
No.
It did. You didn't know of it, or it didn't help you? You didn't know of it?
I didn't know.
All right. Were there any other non-Jewish agencies that helped you adjust?
No, that I can think of.
All right. Were there any local meeting places that you went to?
No.
Just
parties sometimes at home.
Meetings at the Young
meetings.
Folks Civic.
Yeah.
Discussions, lectures, so on.
Young Folks Civic Week.
We have a club with the...
Were the Jewish agencies that helped you socially or economically?
No.
The Kingsley.
Prior to the UJF, they...
How did you meet people during the first 5 years in Pittsburgh?
Through business.
School.
Business, because we were in business, people would come, and some of them would become my friends.
All right. Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people at that time?
We had a mortgage.
Yeah, we had...
Dorgans.
Yeah. Morgans and Dorgans. And I forget the
one... Well, I'll just put yes.
Neighbors. Gentile, non-Jewish neighbors.
They were very nice.
All right. Did any of these first friends remain lasting friends?
She lost track of them probably all day now. They were so much older.
I don't have any friends now. I have new friends.
Did you have family here in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
All her family were here.
Oh. Were you friendly? Were you close socially with them?
Yes.
With whom did you celebrate Seder?
With my parents, with my father and sisters.
And sisters before we were married.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a couple times after we were married.
During these first 5 years, did you maintain any contacts with people in Europe and or other parts of the world?
No.
Are you an American citizen?
Yes.
If yes, how did you acquire your citizenship?
Through my husband.
By virtue of me being a citizen, she applied.
I became an American, yes.
When did you first vote?
About 19.
Did you belong?
Republican at that time. Not now.
All right. Were you active?
Not too much.
Not too much.
I was.
All right. When did you first meet the person that you married? And how?
In 1919.
Yes, September 1919.
How?
Mutual acquaintance.
I think it was something like that.
All right. How old were you?
21.
And how old was he?
22.
I was approaching 23.
Well,
Yeah, you got my...
What was the marriage date?
March 21st, 1920.
All right. Were you married in this country?
Yes.
How long had you known each other before the marriage?
7 months.
If your marriage was not prearranged, do you think it would have been prearranged if you had remained in Europe?
No.
Was your mate from the same country in Europe as you?
Yes, but close to each other.
If yes, was it because you were mainly interested in marrying someone from the same country?
No, didn't make any difference.
Did you or your friends or family marry non-Jews?
No.
What are your feelings about this?
I guess that...
She's opposed to it, same as I am.
Were many young couples today have trouble getting along with each other. What were your problems of adjustment during the first 5 years, during the first years of your marriage?
What was it?
Just trying to make a living, economic, and
learn each other's ways.
I didn't adjust to each other's ways, and
adjustment.
Satisfactory residential way of living, location, and so on. Normal relationship.
Who made the important decisions in your home?
Both.
Did this differ from the situation in the home in which you grew up?
No.
Well, didn't your father and mother make the decisions at home?
Yes and no. We all agreed.
All right.
What kind of schooling did your children receive? Did your daughter...
High school, all the lives, high school. One child, that's all I got.
Did any of them, well, did she receive any Jewish education?
Yes, she went to Sunday school, so.
Was there any significant difference between the way you were raised and the way you raised your children?
No.
More modern
way,
system,
yes.
But otherwise the same as when we were youngsters. More up-to-date methods.
Did you remember having any problems in raising your children which were due to the fact that you were an immigrant?
No.
That's it?
That's it.
See, I'm quicker than...